Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place. Peter, Adam Felbert, and Charlie Pierce each has 3 points. Paula Poundstone has 2.
All right, Paula, you are in third place, so you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill-in-the-blank. The Senate battled this week to agree in a compromise that would extend blank.
Unemployment benefits.
Right. Although a judge ruled it legal, Utah's governor said the state will not recognize the 1,300 blanks it has already licensed.
Married gays.
Right. This week, Governor Cuomo proposed a plan that would make New York the 21st state to allow the use of blank for medicinal purposes.
Marijuana.
Right. Hip-hop duo Insane Clown Posse filed a lawsuit against the blank this week after the agency classified their fans as a gang.
Against the FBI?
Yes, free the Juggalos. Pope Francis broke with protocol this week when he invited a friend in the crowd to ride alongside him in the blank-mobile.
Pope-mobile.
Yes, a woman in Kuwait has filed for divorce over blank.
I love this story.
Someone being annoying.
No?
No.
She filed for divorce over the way her husband eats peas. It's one of the risks of marriage. You fall in love, get married, and then wake up the next morning to discover that your husband is a weird pea-eating freak. He picks them up with bread instead of a fork. That's it. We never judge anybody's marriage. But that's sick.
That's over the line.
Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 12 points, and Paula has taken the lead.
All right. We flipped a coin. Charlie's elected to go last, so Adam, you are up next, fill in the blank. On Thursday, Dennis Rodman apologized over his outburst during a CNN interview about his trip to blank.
North Korea.
Right. On Monday, the Senate confirmed Janet Yellen as the first female head of the blank.
The Fed.
Right. One half of the legendary singing duo, the blank, Phil Blank, died last week at age 74.
Everly Brothers.
Right. A new analysis released this week shows the majority of the members of blank are millionaires.
Norway.
Members of Congress. Oh. After helping a stranger dig his car out of the snow, a Good Samaritan in New York blanked.
Carjacked him. Robbed
yeah,
him.
Stole the car. Because of her injured right knee, this week Lindsey Vonn announced she will not compete in the blank.
Winter Olympics.
Right. In response to criticism over the lack of diversity, this week blank hired a black female cast member as well as writers.
Saturday Night Live.
Right. Due to a, quote, logistical error, a supermarket in Germany received a shipment of blank instead of their shipment of bananas.
Cocaine.
Right. It was probably a simple labeling mistake, but 5 stores in Berlin were shocked when their bananas from Colombia turned out to have a street value of $8 million. Store workers said that they discovered and took care of the problem immediately, but they couldn't explain why Frau Schmidt's banana bread suddenly became extremely popular. All right, Carl, how did Adam do in our quiz?
He had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. He now has 17 points, and Adam has the lead.
Well done.
Hold on.
So how many, then, does Charlie need to win?
7 to tie, 8 to win outright.
Okay, Charlie, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. Wednesday marked the 50th anniversary of Lyndon B. Johnson's speech declaring a war on blank.
Poverty.
Right. On Thursday, former Cuban leader blank made his first public appearance in 9 months.
Fidel Castro.
Right. On Monday, Republicans in Wyoming were surprised by blank's announcement that she is ending her campaign for state senator.
Liz Cheney.
Right. To mark the 3rd anniversary of her shooting, former Congresswoman blank went skydiving.
The really badass Gabrielle Giffords.
You bet. To keep swimmers safe, scientists in Australia are tagging sharks so that they can blank.
Send a signal to warn them off the swimmers.
Specifically?
Sonic beam.
They're going to tweet their locations.
Well, that'll help if you're going to be swimming with your BlackBerry.
Kraft Foods warned customers this week about a possible shortage of blank.
Cheese.
Right, Velveeta. After he posted a tweet once again plagiarizing cartoonist Daniel Clowes' work, actor blank was served with a cease and desist order.
Shia LaBeouf.
Right. A game of hide and seek in Australia went horribly wrong when police, firefighters, and a search and rescue team had to save a man who blanked.
The only thing I can think of is hidden in the wrong place, hidden in the mouth of a lion or in the mouth of a shark.
He was playing hide and seek with his friends or his wife, we're not quite sure. He took off all of his clothes and squeezed himself inside a top loading washing machine. Think about that.
Did they find him?
They did find
Winner!
Him. But how do you get a naked grown man out of a top loading washing machine?
Spin cycle.
It took a lot of persistence and a tub of olive oil. The worst part, though, is that he got in there with a red shirt, and now he's going to be light pink for the rest of his life.
Wow.
Should have washed him in cold.
What could the upside of that been?
They never found them.
You're he won the game.
Yeah, you win if no one finds you.
And then you're stuck in a top-loading washing machine for the rest of your life.
I don't think he thought that through.
No. Carl, did Charlie do well enough to win?
He needed 7 to at least tie, but Charlie had only 6 correct answers. So at 17 points, Adam Felber is this week's champion.
Well done, Adam Felber.
Thank you very much. Thank you. No. Thank you, Paula.
Oh, congratulations,
thank you. No, stop.
You know what? If you need to use steroids, go ahead.
What?